You bet the horses. It doesn't matter, $2 bet, $5, $50, or all the way up to the $100,000 wagers of Nick the Greek. Sooner or later, if you keep on bucking chance, you end up betting your life. Theater 5 presents You Bet Your Life.
The toaster on light again.
Morning, Doc. Uh-oh, something's burning.
That's my eggs.
Oh, what are those, scrambled?
Well, I tell you, they started out to be fried, but I goofed. So I had to muddle them around a little
bit. Yeah, well, you're going to end up with dark brown streaky omelet.
Oh, Pete.
Hey, why didn't you wake me?
Well, now, in your condition, I don't want you bending over a hot stove.
All right, now, just the same, you let me take over.
You're going to have a baby, Mrs. Hart. That's more important than my breakfast.
The baby's nearly a month away, Mr. Hart, and your breakfast you have to eat today. Uh-oh.
Huh?
Something else is burning.
No, brother, it's the toast.
Here, that's easy to fix. Come on, out of the way, fumble fingers. I'll take care of you.
I'm the one who should be taking care of you.
Well, you already have, husband.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, dear.
Well, when your daughter comes along, I'll let you.
Daughter? You mean son.
Why don't you leave something up to me? We're going to have a girl.
Well, I'll lay odds it's a boy.
Honey.
Hmm?
No more gambling. You promised.
I was just kidding,
baby. Oh, gee, Duck, don't scare me.
Now, don't you worry. I only bet sure things from here on in. You, me, the kid.
Darling, I love you. But you just seem so jumpy lately. You haven't anything to worry about, have you?
What? Why should I? I got everything I want.
Okay. Well, then let's get you off to the bank to work. Now, you sit down, and I'll feed you.
Honey, I worry about you. You shouldn't be on your feet so much.
Oh, stop worrying. The slightest twinge, and I'll call you at the bank.
No, wait. Don't call me there.
Why not?
Well, you know what a creep old Foxy Fawcett is. He doesn't like his tellers getting personal calls.
Yeah, but surely he couldn't object to a little emergency like your wife having to be rushed to the hospital.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll leave you a number where you can reach me directly, okay?
Doug, all I really wanted to is to reach you. Somehow, the last few weeks, I just don't seem to be able to. I keep losing you.
No, not me, Liz. Neither of us are losers. We're winners all the way.
Oh, hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Liz. I brought back your meat grinder.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, to come in and sneak a morning cup of coffee?
Oh, sure. I just finished cleaning up breakfast dishes. Come on, let's go in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
How's Hank these days?
Hank is like Limburger cheese. If you like it, you live with it. Took me a few years, but I make it now without tears. Doug's still home?
Are you kidding? At 9:30, he's at the bank.
Oh? What bank?
What bank? The neighbor savings, you know that. Cream in your coffee?
Black. I'm dieting again. Hmm. That's funny.
Dieting?
Nothing funny about that, ever. My life story. No, I mean about Doug.
Coffee. Oh, I guess no sugar.
Not even saccharin. When I suffer all the way.
What was that about Doug?
Well, I thought he'd left neighbors. When I was in there yesterday, I asked for him, and well, they told me he'd been gone for over a month.
Oh, that's not true. That's ridiculous.
Well, just reporting what I was told.
Well, somebody surely must have made a mistake. They're still paying him a salary every week that he brings home.
No, that's the way marriage ought to be. Think I ever get my hot little hands on any of Hank's money? Oh, look, honey, I didn't mean to make any waves. You know me. Like Hank says, I never get anything quite right. I was just kind of agog because I thought for once somebody in this development had gone on to better things.
Better things?
Well, like if Doug had left the bank, with you the way you are, wouldn't that figure? Well, if he hasn't, like you say, what's the diff? Well, I guess I'll just take my big open mouth and put some coffee in it instead of my big foot.
And And we were very sorry to see your husband go, Mrs. Hart.
Well, I was sorry to find out he'd made the change myself.
And of course, one understands that with a family on the way... you'll pardon my mentioning it.
Well, I agree it's a little hard to overlook. I've kind of forgotten what my feet look like.
Oh, you modern wives. But I'm sure you didn't come here for small talk, hmm? What can I do for you, Mrs. Hart?
Well, I thought maybe you could tell me what...
Tell you what?
Well, I wanted to check our bank balance.
Oh, I can tell you that without checking, because Mr. Hart closed it out before he left.
He drew all the money out?
That's correct. I thought, of course, you knew he was starting a new business.
Oh, well, by now there's no sense in trying to pretend to you that I did.
I tried to find out what, but he didn't consult me. I wanted to persuade him to stay, and I felt that a capital investment at this juncture in his life was ill-advised. But he was determined to go into this fresh venture.
Yes, but what sort of a venture?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I wished him luck. And I may say, on behalf of the bank, I'm very sorry we lost him. If he ever wants to come back, like they say on TV, he'll find a home at Neighbors. In the meantime, whatever he's doing, I sincerely hope it's the right gamble for a prospective father.
Yes. I've got a funny feeling that that's just what it is. A gamble.
And coming into the stretch, it's the favorite Wide Horizon on the rail, pulling away from the field as his rider goes to the whip.
Go, behind man, him, go. I need this win.
You sure lose, love. No one's going to run up
and
his back
now. And running
a
good race for his first time out, Charlie's Green Bull.
Bad day, stretch.
But Wide Horizon is pouring it on now, opening more and more daylight.
You know,
wait a minute.
Hey, hold it.
Wide Horizon is pulling up lame. Looks like he's bowed a tendon. He's out of the race.
Hey, don't you want to know what happened to the pony, Doc?
Right at the moment, I'm more interested in what's happened to me. Six races, the favorite runs out of the money on me.
You ain't gone to the cleaners yet, have you?
No, but another day like today and I'll be flat. Tomorrow, they gotta run the form.
Look, Doug, we've been buddies since school. Why don't you let me hand you a straight tip? Take your bloody nose and get out.
I can't. I need the money for the kid. My kid. I'd better get on home. Hey, can I use your pad tomorrow, same time?
If you gotta be a hard nose. You dropped quite a bundle today. How do you explain that to your wife?
I don't. She doesn't know what I'm doing.
You think you do?
I'd better. Before I run out of the money, too. Hi, Liz.
Doug, you were going to sneak out on me.
I thought you were still asleep.
After last night. Now close that door.
Honey, don't let's go all over it again, huh?
We've got to. You were going over to Stretch Collins again, weren't you?
Liz, I explained. I have to.
But why?
I told you. I took $1,000 out of the bank and I'm $500 in the hole. I have to make it back.
But another day like yesterday and you'll lose it all.
Oh, come on. It couldn't be another day like yesterday, not playing chalk.
Oh, please, please don't give me that racetrack lingo.
I'm sorry. I explained what it meant. Look, honey, it's so simple. I'm not trying to make any big kills or get rich. I'm just trying to make a living for us.
But, darling, nobody makes a living out of betting on horses.
I've been doing it for the last month. A better one than I did at the bank.
But yesterday you lost $500.
That was yesterday. Today I'll get it back.
How?
Oh, look, it's a sheer matter of mathematics, Liz. Now, look, I'll tell you once again. Once a favorite is established, the horse has to run in the money most of the time. See, so you bet him to win, place, and show. Now, if he wins, you take all three. If he places, he pays off twice. And even if he only shows, you don't get hurt too much. And in the long run, day in and day out, you gotta make money.
Uh-huh. And what about the short run? Supposing you run out of capital.
Liz, I told you, I'm not betting long shots. Come on, honey. Why don't you trust me?
Oh, honey. Honey, I will. But if you'll quit right now and go back to the bank...
I can't, Liz. Not till I get my dough back. At least I've got to get even. Now, don't ask me to let you and my son down.
Honey, you mean our daughter?
Oh, okay. That's one bet I'll be happy to lose out on. But I got to make up on the others.
Is there no way I can stop you?
It's for all of us, hon. I got to get back what I lost.
Gee, you know what I hope?
What?
I hope you lose. Then maybe you'd get over this sickness.
Losing won't help. If I do, I won't be back.
Oh, Doug. Doug, you can gamble. But I'm not going to. Not with our lives. Well, if he can't stop himself, I will. Now, where's that number he left? Here. It must be Stretch's.
Yep.
Hello. Is this Stretch Collins?
Who wants to know?
This is Liz Hart, Doug Hart's wife.
Oh. Oh, well, if you're looking for Doug, he ain't here.
Yes, I know. But look, please don't take any more bets from Doug.
Listen, Mrs. Hart, I've tried to head him off. But if he's got money and wants to lay it, I can't refuse. I don't make book. I only run... for the guy who does. If I start turning down bettors, I'd get my head handed to me in a basket.
Well, then please ask the bookie to refuse him.
Honest, Louie? You gotta be kidding.
Well, then will you tell me how to reach him? I'll ask him.
I can't. This is a rough guy. Anyways, it wouldn't do no good. Doug would just find another parlor. Once a guy catches the fever, nothing stops him. So I can't help you. And don't kid yourself. You can't help him either. He's hooked.
Yeah, well, not if I can help get him off. Now, listen. Is Honest Louie, by any chance, Fat Louie Metzer, who used to live down the street from us?
Believe me.
I'll bet it is. And if it is, I don't need your help. I think I'll just play a hunch for once.
I've never seen anything like it, Doug.
It just doesn't figure. What am I going to do now?
Take your lumps, I guess.
I can get it back on the 9th. Let's see, Crinoline Fancy is a lead pipe since. She should go off at 7 to 5. Now, to get my 1,000 back, I got to put down 800. Get me the bet, Stretch.
You got the do-re-mi to cover?
Well, you know I don't carry that kind of cash, but I can make good.
I'm sorry, Doug. No long green, no bet.
I'll give you a check.
Not me, you don't. I broke my legs falling off a horse. I don't want them broken again.
But I can't lose.
If you don't win, you know what you'd be in for.
If I don't win, I'm lost anyway. Stretch, call it in for me.
I don't want no part of this. I'm going out to make some collections. You want to call that bet in, you call it yourself. And if you want to know what I think, win or lose, I hope Louie don't cover you.
Yeah. Who? Oh, sure. Princess Pity Pat, the place.
I got it.
Double sawbuck. Uh-huh. You got your bet. Sure, you got time to post. Yeah. Running a little late.
Hey, Louie, I got a hot one here. You better handle it.
Write up Martin F. 10 to show on the last race, Princess Pity Pat. What you got?
Doug H. wants to lay 8 centuries on Crinoline Fancy across the board.
Stretch got the dough in hand?
Stretch ain't there. He's out making collections. You want to take the bet?
What do we got to post time?
10 minutes.
Let me talk to him. You get that, Doc.
Yeah, sure thing.
This is Louie, Doug. You good for this dough? Okay. You're a friend of Stretch. I'll buy your check. You got 10 minutes to get it here by post time or no bet. That's your problem, cousin. I got enough of my own. You just get it here. You got Honest Louie's word.
Who's that?
Could be Stretch.
Or a cops?
Take a gander through the peephole.
It's a day.
Now what the... Well, let me see. Hey, that's... Doc, get the wire.
Yeah.
It's okay. Liz Martin.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Well, I've had a fine time tracking you down. Gee, and those five flights of stairs.
Well, come in. Come on in. Oh. What do you want with me?
Louie, I don't quite know how to say this, but...
Yeah,
well, as you see, I'm going to have a baby.
Gee, imagine that. I ain't seen you since the old days. Hardly since high school. Little Liz Martin.
Well, don't be silly. I'm married to Doug Hart now. And for old time's sake, I wanted to ask you not to...
Liz, what's the matter?
The baby, I think it's coming.
Oh, hey, Doc, do something quick.
Why?
Well, get her to a cot so she can lay down and fix her up.
Fix her up? How?
Well, how do I know? You used to be a vet, but you can't go having a baby in a bookie joint. What do you think, Doc?
I think we better get an ambulance fast.
We have to call City Hospital. That means cops. I can't have the fuzz up here.
All right, then we better take it to the hospital.
Can't you hold it to the last race? It's just about post time.
Lining up the fillies for this
Holy
special added attraction.
What now? I'll get it done.
All right.
Crinoline Fancy has refused the game.
Well, I made it by post time, didn't I?
Look, forget the fillies, Doug. You got another race on your hands.
Hey, but I got to get my bet down.
All right, with a bet already. Now start worrying about getting your wife to the hospital in time to have a baby.
You can expect your jockey to try to walk her up for the start. And there goes Crinoline Fancy to the gate now, and they're off.
So are we. I only hope we make the wire.
Dr. Bowles wanted an X-ray. Dr. Bowles wanted
Will
an X-ray.
Will you sit down?
Oh, I'm nervous, Louie.
At least we got her to the hospital under the wire.
Yeah. How long do these things take?
Boy, what a lousy horse doctor you must have been. Hey, Doug, what's the news with Liz?
Liz? She's fine.
Well, don't hold up on the news. Doc and me got a little wager going. Boy or girl?
You both win. Boy, girl.
Yeah, but... Twins?
And another boy. Triplets.
You swept the board.
How about that? Win, place, and show.
Yeah. And twice in one day.
You mean Crinoline Fancy?
By three lengths. Took the bundle. Guess you can use this now.
Yeah, but Louie, I never got the bet down.
Seven, eight, nine, $1,000. Sure you did. You wrote it up, didn't you, Doc?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, sure, Louie. Like you say.
Now you get on back to the wife and tell her you can afford that family of yours.
Louie, look, if I'd lost, I couldn't have made good.
You know that, and I know that. But today, you got all the luck. Oh, and Doug.
Yeah?
Give Liz a message for me. I've covered your last bet.
Oh, you bet your life you have. I've made my last one.
All right, Doc. Sometimes even a bookie has to lay a little hedge bet.
On what?
The human race, Doctor. Come on. We got collections to make.
Theater 5 has presented You Bet Your Life, written by Ian Martin, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Jack Grimes, Anne Marie Geyer, Arlene Walker, Robert Dryden, and Ron Tommy. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.